discussed the halacha that's found in Siman Beis Sif Vav. The Mechaber says that also leilech b'koma skufa. The Shabru explained that Sayin in the Gemara that if one walks b'koma skufa, one is dochek ragle ashrina. That means that one walks with a swagger, one walks with a arrogant kind of mean. So that's considered to be a davar asa. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sipkot and Tess, even less than Dalaramas. Even if the person just remains where he is and doesn't walk at all, absolutely without any gait, G-A-I-T. So that also is considered to be under this Issa. So there's a pasuk in Shayo, the beginning of Perek Gimel. The Gemara discusses these psukim in the beginning of Maseches Yoma. But I'll just read one or two psukim that the Navi takes Klal Yisrael to task. It happens to be that these psukim are the source of a number of Gemaras in Maseches Shabbos. Not too long ago in the Daf HaYomi, we saw those Gemaras. But the Gemara is, and the psukim, the Gemara cites the psukim, that Klal Yisrael are being taken to task by Hashem, Yisbarach. Hashem b'mishpat yavo, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yedalev. Im zikne abo b'sara v'atem, v'yartem hakerem, zeilata oni b'vatechem, malochem tidaku ami, ufnei amin titchonu, num Hashem alakim tzvakot. V'yomer Hashem. So now, why are we suffering? Why are we being subjected to all types of yisurim? So the Navi answers, ki govhu benot Zion. Because the benot Zion were apparently, they saw themselves in a very high plane. Says the Mesudas David, the Radak, all the Mefarshim here, Babur Shaholcha become a skufa. Exactly quotes the Din as mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, because they walked around in a haughty kind of way. Vatilachnam, and the pasuk says here, Nituyot Garon, Umisakrot Einayim, Haloch Vitafof Teilachna, Uvragleyem Teakasna. The way the Navi Shayo, who's incredibly poetic, the poetry here is unbelievable. So he's talking about women of Tzion who walk about in a very haughty kind of way. And the Navi goes on to describe what Hashem is going to do. And then there's a description of all of their kishutim. All that is going to be removed. That all just enhances this sense of arrogance, this sense of gaiva. So both the Radak and the Mesudas come out all over Farshim here. That's how they interpret the psukim. But the Gemara has in Maseches Yoma, the Gemara comments on these psukim. And also, the Gemara Daf Tes of the days. They apparently walked in such a fashion, even with a swagger, and also dressed to kill, as it were. And the reason is, in order to, as the Gemara describes, to attract young men. And obviously here was many, many elements of Yetzer Hara that were involved. And they were involved in different types of averos. And the Gemara says all this came about as a result of gaiva, as a result of this kind of arrogance. So here, the halach is telling you that you're not allowed to walk become a skufa. Now the question is, what is the shear of zakifa? We don't really know exactly what the shear. Eludvam shelem shear. So many poskim somehow assume. I saw this in the Shemalah Harab. I was trying to define exactly what are the parameters of walking become a skufa. So he writes his lashon is kol she'ein einav roim lamata b'samach l'raglav, and therefore, you're supposed to sort of look down when the person is walking. So I'll just cite to you, I think I Xerox it, if I'm not mistaken, yes. My fellow Shalom, we used to read the Geras Ramban once a week. We read two letters, the Geras Agro and the Geras Ramban. The Geras Ramban we used to read on Motzei Shabbos. It was like Chokul Ayavar in my house. Right after Abdullah, we used to have Malab Malka, and then we used to read the Geras Ramban. That was the on the docket. It was very Teutonic efficiency that was practiced, even though I don't come from a Yekki background, as you do. So the Geras Rabban, most of the Geras is focused on one midah, the midah of Anova, the midah of the humility, that a person should be humble, and a person should not be a balgai. Well, this video, part of his language, he indicates that the midah of Anova could lead to a tremendous vakus in Hashem Yisbarach. The kasher tisnag b'midah Anova, l'hisboshesh b'kol odom, one can be zochet to Ashuas Hashrina simply by practicing the Midah Vanova, V'chayelam Abba, V'ato B'ni Darei, Kamizgoyer, someone who practices the Midah of Gaiva, Murihu B'malchus Shamayim. What is he? He's a Murray, he's a Mardon, he's a rebel against the Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach. Kimisporehu B'lvush Malchus Shamayim. He's essentially, what is he doing? He's clothing himself in the raiment of Hashem Yisbarach. Shenemar, Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh. We mentioned a while ago that there's a stira in Chazal that Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal addressed in one of his rushos, that on the one hand, gaiva is a terrible midah that one should avoid, one should be misrachi for the midah sagaiva, the way the Rambam is bedaik for the Lashon Mishnah Pirkei Avos, v'yod miyod hevishvaluach, why Lashon Kfula? So the Rambam says, because that's a midah that one should not practice the golden mean. With all midahs, one should practice the golden mean, the shvil azor, but not with the midah of gaiva. V'yod miyod hevishvaluach, once you go to the other extreme. On the other hand, it says, yeah, Hashem balach yeris lavish. So that is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabban himself indicates this very clearly and tells you that if a person is misgoyev alabrios, he's married to Malchus Shamayim. He is taking on one of the midahs of Hashem Yisbarach. So Rav Soloveitchik answered this stira by saying that gaiva, if a person is arrogant, is haughty, contemptuous of others, that's a terrible midah. That's a midah that one should avoid entirely. However, if a person tries to bolster his self-esteem, build himself up, recognize his credentials, recognize the qualities that he has, as all of us do, that is considered to be something which is appropriate and proper, and that's what this pasuk is talking about, Hashem Baruch Geres Lavish. But the Ramban here, the Geres, is using it to describe the fact that one should not walk about in a haughty fashion, as we just mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, and he goes on to say that if you do, you are Morid B'malchus Shamayim. U'vambar yizgoy lev ha'adam. Why? What does a person have to be a balgaiva about? In the osher, if it's a question of wealth, Hashem marish mashir. Hashem is the source of whether a person is going to be wealthy or not. In the kavod, halo lelakimu shenema v'osher akavim fanecha ve'ech mispora bechvod kono. Even that, a person who walks around but in a fashion which is not just because everyone has to have a sense of kavod about themselves, kavod atzmi. That is basic dignity that each person, each human being, is entitled to have that sense of self-esteem. But when one strutting about in a fashion which is a little bit beyond that, there already again, you're clothing yourself in the raiment of Hashem Yisbarach. The Yim Yisbore B'chachma, a person is very bright, very smart. So then again, says the Ramban, Mesa Sovel and Amonim, B'tanim Shkein Yikach Nintza, Hako Shovel with Na'amokim. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Hashem Yisbarach. Ki Vi'apo Mashgo Geyim, Uvritzono Magbi Ashvolim, Lachin Hashpil Asmecho, B'nasach Ha'amokim. If a person lowers himself and practices Anova, Ramban says Hashem will elevate that person. And then he goes on to explain, and my father, Hashem, I'll tell you in a second this little anecdote. I'm giving you guidelines, practical guidelines, a Sefer of Hadracha, how to go about in terms of Midah Vanova. Kol Varechel Yu Benachas, when you should speak to other people, do so, Benachas, nicely, softly, wholesomely. Beroshcha Kafuf, your head should be bent down. V'einecha yabito l'mata l'aretz. You should always look down. V'libcha l'mala. As the way the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and it's quoted actually a number of times in Shas, in Mar Yevamos, that when a person davens, ein of l'mata, v'libo l'mala, that even though his eyes are down, his heart should be up, toward Shamayim. So the Ramban here says, when a person should walk, he should walk v'nachas, v'roshcha kofu, v'einecha yabito l'mata l'aretz, v'libcha l'mala. So I remember that my father, Hashem, used to walk around like this. He used to walk around with his head down. So my mother, Hashem, used to tell him, his first name was Nathan. Nathan, walk straight. Why are you walking in such a fashion? This used to go on a daily basis. And my father would quote to my mother, the Igeres Ramban. We just read the Igeres Ramban. That Encha, I never forget this. This went on for years. It was almost like an ongoing repartee and dialogue between my mother and my father. Because my mother said, that's not what he meant. That's not what the Ramban had in mind. And my father followed exactly what said the Ramban. So it says here that one should walk. My father followed that too. He didn't look at a person straight in the face. That's supposed to be a quality that we all should. I imagine that's what they tell you when people take courses in speech and other kinds of such courses. So I actually took a speech course as an undergraduate. That's what they told me. Look people straight in the eye.
In debate class.
What?
In debating.
Yes, I took that also. So it says, Kol, it points out, but the Ramban says, no, I'll tell you if they are other, but everyone should, in your eyes, be greater than you are. They said the Haredim, Rabbi Elazar Askari, I heard this from Hagoyin of Chaim Shul Levitz Zatzal many years ago in Yishmuzin. I used to hear Yishmuzin in Eretz Yisrael. So he quoted the same Haredim, how should a person, every single person, has to have a kibud avei. So what does that mean? Sometimes you have parents who are not necessarily people of incredible stature, not people who are necessarily intellectually of the highest level, or people who have maybe other qualities. They're simple, plain people. There are plain people in the world. But there's always a quality that every single person has, and every mother and father has, that's unique, that's distinct to them. So that's what you should focus on when you are mekayim the pasuk, kabeh savicha sivecha. Kol adam yegodol mimcha ve'enecha. See them as gedolim regarding that quality. That's what the Sefer Haredi writes. Abelaz asking me. So the Ramban says that also. Any person you see in front of you, look at their beautiful qualities. That all of, in front of me, I have people with many, many beautiful qualities. Kol adam yegodol mimcha ve'enecha. Im chachem ha'ashihu, alav v'chadom. If he's a wise person, if he's a wealthy person, be mechaber him. In Roshu, v'yata asher yochachem imenu, you're smarter than he is, you're wealthier than he is, and he's a poor person. Chasho b'libcha. So, what should you think? That he is an innocent person, he's a tamim, he's a tzaddik, and you're not such a, at such a level. Shim hu chote, whenever he does something back, that's not in order. Hu shogim batamezik. That's how the Ramban writes. And there are a lot of different beforshim on the Ramban. And this is Igeres Ramban. There are svarim written on the Igeres Ramban. There's the son-in-law of Rav Gifta, Rav Avram Foya, who's a Gabra Rabba, outstanding person. I think he lives in Eretz Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Rabba in Florida. He was a Muncie. And he came to Eretz Yisrael. He's a fantastic speaker. Big Bal Kishrit, big Tam Chochem. So he wrote a perish on the Geras Rabban. An entire sefer. I think Oscar published it, if I'm not mistaken. Many, many years ago. But there are many other Perushim on the Igeres Ramban. So there's a person who wrote, I forgot his name now, a psychological analysis of his Ramban. Because here he writes how you should see people, how you should view them, is psychologically, you know, what the value of this entire perspective. Okay, but I quoted it just really for one reason. And at the end, the Ramban says that this Midah Vanova is the Midah that one should attempt to nurture and cultivate to the extent that one can, and always think that it's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, he writes that if a person follows this guideline that I'm presenting to you in terms of how one should deport oneself, so there's no question, what could be Zaycha? He says, to Hashuas Hashina, he tells you at the end, my father Bashom, follow this, Tikwa Igeres Hazos, Pamachim Bashavua, Velo Tichos, once a week. That's what we used to do. Every Matzoi Shabbos, we have the Igeres Ramban. I can't say I do it, I don't. The Kaimah Velechis Batom, Elach Hashem is Barach. Every day you read it, whatever you ask for, Hashem will respond to you. Wow. What a Ramban. Okay, but anyway, I quoted this only in terms of this halacha here, in Shulchan Aruch, of not walking the koma skufa. So how should one walk? What should be the gait of an individual? So as I said, the Ramban suggests that eina lamata v'liba lamala. That's generally what the Achronim also referred to. You have to walk, of course, you have to be careful that shalei kasha balichoso. You shouldn't stumble into things or run into people or run into walls along the way. That would not be appropriate, but you have to do it b'mida benunis in the in a wholesome kind of way. Obviously, then you'll see people in front of you and the like. So the way the Achronim actually call this is actually based on the Rambam. There's a Rambam in Perakei Hilchos Deis Halacha Ches. The Rambam tells you, even in this area, when he's talking about the Hanhoga B'Tamu Chacham, as I mentioned the other day, several times, this Rambam, all of us are Tamini Chachamim, all of us are budding B'nai Torah, all of us are people who are B'nai Aliyah, so the Rambam tells you how to behave. And he writes over there, Lo Yelech Eke Mitzad Agudu Kigasi Aruach. You shouldn't walk, again, the people who are strutting about. V'lo Yoros B'Shus Rabbim Kiminig HaMishugoyim. You don't have to go run in the streets as a crazy man. I don't know if you're familiar with Jules Verne, Around the World in 80 Days. From the days of yore. Years of the Ankusa, let me shtakta. So my father, Hashem, had me read all of his works, Jules Verne. So one of his works, he talks about someone who made a bet, a wager, Around the World in 80 Days. His name was Phineas Fogg. How many years ago I read this? Decades ago. But Gears of the Ankusa, let me shtakta. And there came a point where he almost lost the wager, and he had to rush a bit. But he was not, by nature, he was a very yucky type fella, and everything had to be mechushav, mechuvan, mechushban. Everything had to be done with in a Pamela kind of way. And even at the end, when he was able somehow to manage to win the wager, but he did not violate the Rambam's dictum, namely, lowers Meshus HaRabim in order to get to the goalpost in time. So I remind myself of. The Ram goes on, Mistaka Lamata, Umahalech Meshuka Adam Shutari Basaka. How should you walk in the marketplace? You walk normally, wholesomely, decisively. Someone who's Torah Basaka, someone who's preoccupied with his business affairs. Okay, all this was simply to discuss this halacha. I also let him come to school. Obviously, Gaiva is not a midah that one should chas v'shalom in any way, even though that one should adopt and nurture. But there are situations where there is a need for Gaiva. My father, v'shalom, used to learn Tanakh with him too. So the pasuk says with Yehoshaphat, my father used to call him Jumping Jehoshaphat. So Yehoshaphat, Vayik Baliba, V'daki Hashem. The pasuk says that there, and that's what the Achrenim call, what's Api HaKabbalah, it's also mentioned, Azuz Dikdusha. Gaiva Dikdusha. There is a Gaiva, let's say, to do mitzvahs, and a Gaiva that a person wants to go ahead and be Dovak and Hashem is Barak and do things in an energetic and even frenetic kind of way with a tremendous passion, a tremendous Islamus. That's a good thing. That's certainly of a positive nature. That one, to the extent that one could do so, one certainly should do so. Okay. I just, that's the din of Yolele, of Asalel, because
of Shuva. He's mentioned the Tovah or not the Tovah?
What's that?
Yehoshaphat, isn't, you're now mentioning it.
No, the Tovah.
The Tovah. Yeah, Tova, that's called Azuz Dikdusha.
That's right. That's called Azuz Dikdusha by the Chachmei Asod. It also is found, and actually it's mentioned by Achreinim, mentioned by the Chachmei Amusar, that there is an oath, even though every midah has a positive element to it. I spoke about the other day, the midah of Kiddah. It also is an element which can be used in a positive way. Unfortunately, most people don't use it positively. Kanos that is untrammeled, and that without any reservations, that's something which is absolutely without foundation. In order to be a kanoi, you have to be, as I mentioned, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's all, you have to be 100% L'Shem Shamayim, 100% Ava for Am Yisrael. Who can actually say they have such a level of Ava for Am Yisrael that they're worthy of being kanoi? Okay, but anyway, but that's a midah that, Midei Pam Afam is a midah that could be used, and Gaiva also is a midah that should be avoided, like the plague. However, there are times to times, Gaiva Dikdusha is possible. The Mechaber goes on to say, V'lo Yilech, Dalan Amos, V'gilui Harosha. This is a very important halacha. So this halacha, this is why I Xerox for you, Simet Tzadik Gala. But before I discuss it, maybe I'll get to it probably tomorrow. I just want to comment on the Mishnah Berurah we read yesterday, Sivkot Yod Aleph. That you should not walk Dalan Amos, V'gilui Harosha, says the Ramon, Mishum Kovar Hashrina. Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say, Midas Chassidus, even less than Dalan Amos, you should walk Begili Rosh. And then he tells you, Afilu Be'ez HaShem Ba'layla, and the person is sleeping at night, once you sleep with, eventually, what they call a Shlof Kapel, some sort of a cover, or a yarmulke that covers one's head, a kippah that covers one's head at nighttime. V'yeshim Etzadim Din Lomar, the Afilu Dalan Amos, and also Bidino, some say even Dalan Amos, and also Bikadin, Rakla Atznuim B'maseim, those who are very Tzanua. And then he quotes the Taz, I mentioned this yesterday. The Taz comes along with a tremendous chiddush. Kvakosu bataz the kama mesim neches di bezmanenu isu gomu medina lios begili arosha for the yoshi beveso. The Taz claims that there's an isur the oraisa of a person to walk with his head uncovered, and that isur the oraisa of Shavua doesn't cite it, but isur the oraisa is based on the pasuk ulchukoseim lo seilecho. So this is rather stunning, this chiddush of the Taz, which Achronim spent a lot of time talking about. I mentioned yesterday that the Tesla of the Zohar, that Yudalef, points out the Isser of going yet to Chukos Sa'akum is only under the following circumstances. If it's done lechinam for no reason that we can possibly fathom, or done l'shem pritzos, or l'shem abedazara. You're probably aware that here in Eretz Yisrael, both on Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, there's a practice here to have a moment of silence. So many people have a taina that's Chukos Sa'akum. I don't see any basis for that taina. To me, it has absolutely no foundation whatsoever. It's done in order to show our respect, show our the acharis, show covenant for the people who, number one, died during the Holocaust, for the Chayilei Tzal, for the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, who are meisa nefesh, that we should be able to live here, that we should be, they protect us. So they are shluchim of Hashem Yisbarach in many, many respects, and they're doing wondrous kind of work with Chayim and Hakar Satov, and that is the why we are a moment of silence. I also think I mentioned that I heard this myself Magoyim of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Nevesol Shlita confirmed this. Now, why are people running to the Galil? Why are they running to all the Kvarot in Tzfat? Let them go to Har Herzl. There are people who died al Kiddush Hashem, who died for Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal said apparently a number of times. As I mentioned, it was confirmed by Rabbi Levinsohn. I asked him on more than one occasion. So I don't see that as being at all Chukas HaAkam, but I want to talk about Chukas HaAkam because this issue that the Taz raises, that Mr. Brewer quotes, why is it Chukas HaAkam? Because, as I mentioned, when the non-Jew goes to church, so they bare their head. But at a ball game, they also bare their head, if I recall correctly. When they sing the Star Spangled Banner, you're supposed to bare your head. I remember that we did not, my father, Michelle, told us not to take off our caps in Yankee Stadium. We were there every mitzvah and donoshtek.
Cover your heart.
That's correct. So that's what we used to do, by the way. That we covered our heart. And I don't know if that's been combed, so there are a lot of people there who got very upset with us. Because Malkim Shenargu, this is the Minig HaMedina. As you know, that Minig HaMedina today has become the source of incredible contentiousness from every single perspective.
Are you moving your hat?
No.
Singing
the Star Spangled Banner. And I mentioned yesterday, Abraham Soloveitchik used to sing it with his Slavos, with his European accent. We were on the floor. We were just roaring uproariously. We couldn't control ourselves.
And then there was the
pledge. He sang it. What?
The pledge also.
And he also sang, I mentioned as well, the Hatikvah, except he changed the Nusach. Lios Am Kodosh. Right away, I ran over to him. I'm 13 years old. How could he change the Nusach? Mm-hmm. So he started laughing. He was just out of control. I mean, in the contortions of laughter. I'll never forget that either. So I asked, why is Al-Shira laughing? So he said, because the Mechaber was not necessarily an Adam Godel, Agam Rabba, and Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs, Chas V'Sholim, Am Kodosh. He used to sing Am Kodosh. I remember I then went to Abba and Lichtenstein Shlita and asked him how he could change the Rabban and Soloveitchik. So he told me he's a Godel Ador. He could do whatever he wishes. He's able to change the scores. And this Nusach is not Kiddush Kodoshim, certainly not. But now going back to the Chukas HaAkum,
so they take on?
What?
They take on? Are there other people around the world who say Leo Samuel
Kaddish? Only those take on in his family, if they sing in Bechlau. But anyway, the in terms of the Chukas HaAkam, I wanted to comment on this, and maybe this will take us a little bit far afield, but I think it's important in terms of this Taz, because the Taz defines this as being Chukas HaAkam. Why? Because they, as I said, bare their heads, and therefore, in their churches, that's what they do. And therefore, we cannot go ahead and do any kind of chikui to what they do. Okay, may I probably end up talking about this because it's going
to
take a bit.
Meaning we have to strive to always not do that because since they sometimes do that.
No, about you. What kind of halach is that? What kind of a din is that? We should not do because they do this. Because they act in a certain way. They wear suits, we should not wear suits. They wear pajamas, we should wear pajamas. They wear ties, we should wear ties. Never heard of such a thing. So why should this halacha? So many take the Taz to task, of exactly the issue that Rabbi Chaya Kohen raised, and they take him to task in a very strong way. So this has to be discussed a little bit. What is the basis for this position of the Taz? And believe that, I guess I'll do it on the morning, because I don't want to start this and then stop in the middle. So yes, Hashem will continue tomorrow.
A friend of mine in California, when he's the Baal Musaf and does the